on a Wednesday morning, and time for a conversation with Sally Palmer, who's a leadership coach and strategist for Mavericks, who's going to join us to discuss acumen for business leaders. You know, Africa's leading business leadership program is Acumen for Business Leaders, and is dedicated to equipping entrepreneurs and executives with the strategic insight, practical tools, and personal mastery needed to scale purpose and performance. Now, if you are operating a business and you would really like to be leading it, you need to join us on this exciting quest. Sally, are you with me? Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Oh, wonderful. Technology, when it works, is gorgeous. Where are you talking from?
I'm actually in Joburg this morning.
Okay. I was told you were going to be in some exotic African country. So anyway, it's good that you're in South Africa. Nice to have you with us.
Great.
Let's just talk about leadership. It's a word that gets thrown around a hell of a lot. But what are the biggest gaps you're seeing in how entrepreneurs and executives are leading their businesses today?
So, Dave, I think there's become a big disconnect between what people do and what people want. And what I see in leadership is this disconnect manifests in overworking, burnout, lack of clarity, lack of strategy. And basically, leaders are working in the business rather than leading the business. And a fact is that for businesses to grow, it needs a driver, someone who knows clearly where the business is going and who can drive it to success.
Ah.
And too many leaders are just too involved in the day-to-day, and therefore they are thinking too short-term, and they're not connecting what they are doing with what they want in the long run.
Hmm. So essentially what you're talking about is the difference between operating a business and leading it. But in terms of unpacking what that strategic insight and personal mastery that one is looking for might look like for someone that is literally stuck in the business of running their business on a day-to-day basis, how can they change that for the better?
So I think the merging of strategic insight and personal mastery, without trying to throw fancy words around, is really bringing together long-term thinking and then working on yourself as a leader to get you where you want to go. So strategic insight is really about understanding where you want to get to in the next 5 to 10 years very clearly, and then defining a model on how you're going to get there. I think one of the big shifts is shifting from asking yourself as a leader, what must I do today, versus what must change in this business to move it forward. On the other hand, personal mastery, which is a part that most leaders skip, is the work you do on yourself, because it's your fears, your habits, your insecurities, old belief systems that are governing how you're running your business on a day-to-day basis. And this generally is what gets the business stuck. So as we start to work on ourselves and we start to interact with the world in a more intentional way, we start to drive change and we deliver results in our business.
But often for business leaders, that involves becoming somewhat different. In terms of before you might want your business to fly, but before you can have a successful business, you've got to do stuff. And before you can do the stuff that's going to make it happen, you have to become a different type of leader. And what does that involve structurally, mentally, emotionally? I mean, presumably, it's a big change.
Yeah, Dave, you know, it's. I think it's one of the most difficult shifts that business leaders can make. And I would say a very small percentage of people actually do it, because when you start out in business, you're doing everything. You're deep under the hood of the engine. You're signing off invoices, and you meeting customers, and you designing the logo, and your fingers are stuck in all the pies. And what happens is, over time, is that becomes a standard operating system, and you don't know how to do things differently. And the danger there is that you become the ceiling of the business's growth based on how much time and energy you as the leader have in a day. And if people are feeling that is the big sign that a shift is required. So both structural and emotional change is needed. So structurally, the most important part is to set a very clear ambition. Where do you want this business to go, and how are you going to shift from working for the business towards getting the business to work for you? Because that's the whole purpose of a business. It is designed to deliver on our financial, professional, and personal ambitions. It's not designed to give us a complicated, stressful job that doesn't pay enough, which is where most business leaders find themselves. So getting a clear ambition, defining a business model and a strategy that you're striving to deliver, and then building a structure around you that multiplies your energy as the leader instead of drains it. So as the business relies less on you for day-to-day operations and relies more on you for strategic forward thinking, then suddenly you start to see things shifting.
Now, I've been reading some interesting stuff about a program that you are expert at, and in a sense, I suppose this conversation is all around a program called ABLE. It's designed to empower leaders to become architects of the business and their lives and what they truly want to build. So, can you tell us a little bit about this program? Is it a program, ABLE?
Yes. So ABLE is a what we call a maverick thinking program. It crosses what we call the complete picture of business leadership. So from working on yourself as a leader, integrated into working on your business to build a business that works for you. So it crosses everything from who you are and what you want into things like balance sheet reengineering and brand and all these lovely things, all the wonderful things that we have to become experts in quickly if we are leading a business. So, wow. But there's three powerful things that ABLE does, and it merges what we call expert-led learning, which is learning from not professors, but from real entrepreneurs who have built businesses in Africa, and I think that's where there's huge value, because another theory is not going to change your business. Another theoretical case study is not going to give you what you need to do tomorrow. It's rather learning from people who've actually done it. So the ABLE journey is all about learning from what's been done already, working on yourself, and then applying what you learn immediately into your business to make the changes you need to make.
Well, it sounds complex. It sounds expensive. It sounds quite, well, for many, inaccessible, but I presume it's not.
So I think what we've done, Dave, I've been in this industry of working with business leaders over the last 20 years. I think what we've done is we've tried to create a system that lands in the minds of the people as they go through it, if that makes sense, rather than the traditional study and go and learn for an exam type of thing, but trying to shift perspectives immediately, so that you get an idea and you know exactly how to go and make change in your business tomorrow. And as we go through the program, we build a framework with the people who do the program, a framework of thinking that they can apply immediately. So yes, it sounds complex, it maybe sounds expensive, but a lot of the people who have done this program, and we're nearly up to over 400 leaders in Africa who have gone through this program, they say they got one idea and they paid for their fees back in the first month. Wow. One new way of thinking. So, something I always say to people is, you could learn one thing today, whether it be on YouTube or by talking to a friend or by doing a program, that could be the thing that unlocks your business tomorrow. So I always encourage people, hunt those little tactics and philosophies and strategies, because one idea can unlock the next level of your life and your business.
You know, for someone listening to this, particularly someone that's an executive or a founder of a business, and they feel that they've hit the ceiling and there's just, they're battling to break through and maybe there's nowhere to go for them, what's one piece of advice that they can act on today, in your opinion, that will help them to be, to start to become the architect of the business that they truly want to be?
So what I always say to people, Dave, it's quite simple, is just stop. Stop immediately. Slow down, zoom out, and face reality. Look at your business from above and from the future backwards. And try and see, what washing machine have you got yourself stuck into, and where are you trying to get to? Because you need to step off that roundabout or washing machine, as I call it, and just have an objective look at where you are. So have a look at where you are and understand where you want to go. So what I always say to people is, take 1 hour today and ask yourself a few questions. Number one, what do I actually want out of life? The second one is, what must this business deliver to make that possible? Because people have forgotten that the business's job is to work for them. And if we are not intentionally creating that, we are hoping that one day life will work out and everything will go well, but it won't unless we are intentional about it. I think another question to ask in this time with yourself is, what needs to change in me and in my business? Because often you are the biggest blocker, the way you are engaging with your team, the limits you've put on your own thinking. And sometimes a change in the business is desperately required, but we're avoiding it. And finally, I say every leader should start their day with saying, what is one game-changing action I can take today? What can I do today that will change the game of this business? Is it a new customer? Is it a new supplier? Is it firing someone? Is it hiring someone? What is it? Because you cannot build a business on a to-do list. It can only be built on clarity, intention, and consistent game-changing actions.
Which is what you specialize in. My special guest this morning, Sally Palmer, is a leadership coach and strategist with Mavericks. Mavericks partners with founders and CEOs who are ready to scale their impact and evolve their leadership. And through its flagship program, Acumen for Business Leaders, Mavericks helps entrepreneurs shift from operating in their businesses to leading it with clarity, structure, and purpose. Finally, Sally, before we say goodbye, is there a website that one can go to interrogate this further?
Yes, please. I'd love everyone to visit our website. It's www.mavericks.co. And just as a final word, we all have that maverick within us. We just have to unlock all the layers of fear and insecurity.
Wow. Exciting future possibly for those that rise to the occasion. That website, www.mavericks.co. And this will be up as a podcast, by the way, folks. So if you missed the content, you just joined us, well, it's all available on demand on our website and on our apps. Once again, thank you, Sally, for joining me on the morning show, and more power to your bow.
Thanks so much. Have a super day. Thanks for having me.
And the morning show continues.